Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
TNA was something else tonight. This was definitely one of the shows that they put on leading into Emergence next week.
This was promo heavy, and I got problems. I got problems. I'm going to tell you how I feel. That's how I felt about this show.
Well, Emergence is next Friday. We'll be here. We'll be talking about that, and of course, tonight's show and next week's show as well. So it's a busy time for TNA. There's plenty going on. Hell, there's even an NXT PLE that now has some TNA involvement in multiple ways. So that's cool. You ready?
It's Joe Hendry, and I am ready.
It's also Zachary Wentz, but, you know, no one wants to talk about him.
I mean, it's Zachary Wentz and Joe Hendry.
See? Perfect. I'm sure Joe Hendry would love to share the spotlight with that man.
I mean, clap, clap, clap. Joya. I haven't forgotten.
Wishing the best to Yuya Uemura. He's injured. He got injured during the New Japan G1.
No!
Yeah, he had to pull out towards the end. He wasn't going to win it, but he was doing pretty well, and it sucks that he's injured, but hopefully he pulls out soon.
Honestly, Yuya Uemura and Kenosuke Takeshita, I want nothing but the happiness and all the love and joy. And low-key Shibata, too. Those are like my top three favorite Japanese wrestlers right now. Okada will be fine, respectfully Beyonce of New Japan.
You'll see Shibata soon enough. Are you ready to go?
I'm born ready. Let's go.
And a one and a two. Hello, friends. We're back again. It's Fightful.com, and it's time for your TNA Impact post-show. It's August 22nd. 2024. I am Adriel Pearl, and of course, with me as always is the one, the only Cresta the Star. How you doing, Cresta?
I am sports entertained this evening. I am ready to talk about TNA. How are you doing, Joel?
I'm doing okay. I'm ready to talk about TNA. Tonight's show was a mishmash. There was some good, some not so good. I mean, this is pretty much par for the course with us. Every time we talk about TNA lately, it's just like some stuff is great, some stuff is not so great. We always find a spot in the middle. Mm-hmm. And of course, now we have to integrate the NXT stuff because NXT is getting more and more involved with TNA and vice versa. So things are coming together. We got a lot to talk about. By the way, if you haven't already, go check out the interview that Rob Wilkins did with Speedball Mike Bailey. That's up on the channel. This one right here. Go after we finish tonight. Don't do it now. Stay here. Stick around. Watch the show and then go see the interview with Speedball and Rob Wilkins. Very, very fun stuff. And of course, I always plug my Steve Macklin interview that we did just going into Slammiversary. And Sean Ross Sapp has an interview with Nick Nemeth coming up. That's already up for Tier 2 FIFA Select subscribers. The notes will be coming very shortly as well. So go check that out. And we'll talk about FIFA Select in a little bit. But overall, Impact tonight, solid. Some good stuff. Some questionable stuff. But we're moving towards Emergence. It's next Friday. Mm-hmm. We will be here. We'll be doing a post show live. You don't have to worry about SmackDown post show. That's Bash in Berlin. They're doing it'll be taped. You won't have to worry. The show will have already aired. You don't have to watch that. You can watch our post show instead. Brilliant. I mean, let's be honest, Cresta. It's probably going to be after. Like, our post show is probably going to start after the SmackDown post show because it's late.
I mean, but our post show is the postiest of all post shows. So come get your TNA fix with Joel Pearl and Cresta.
Yeah, you want to see how we handle a 60-minute Iron Man match conversation?
Well, I listen, man. I think me and Iridian did it once, and it was like this. Hold, another hold, gun, another hold, hardcore spot, gun, 60 minutes, period.
Yes, FTR versus the Bang Bang Gang.
I think that's what it was, actually.
Of course it was. It was the only, like, close to an hour collision main event that's happened so far.
Just hit the beats. But I can't wait to see how that's going to transpire, because there's a lot of chatter online about Nick Nemeth's. It's one of those things that I find very ironic before we get into this, where people will cheer for someone until they win. And then when they win, well, this guy sucks. What? So I'm interested to see how that's going to play out.
I got a lot of people on the internet saying, you know, this person needs to win all the titles. They're amazing. The second that they do anything like that, 2 weeks later, you're going to get, oh, they suck. They're overrated. Yeah. Wrestling is not just the story you want. It is the story that I want. And what I want is for everyone here to leave a thumbs up on the video. And of course, subscribe to us here at youtube.com/Fightful. If you're listening to us in the audio realm and you haven't already done it, what's wrong with you? Leave a 5-star review right now. Tell us how much you love us, and, you know, helps us get a little bit closer to your friends' ears, so more people talk about wrestling through the Fightful world. Because we're not just breaking news, we're a bunch of personalities talking about professional wrestling and having fun with it. So get in there and donate a super chat. Any amount, get your question or statement read on the air, or you can do the alternative, which is Humper Chats. Go to humperchats.com. Cresta will tell you the rest.
If you head on over to humperchats.com, you can put your question. You can quote question or comment. You can put your donation amount. We get to keep a little bit more. It's fantastic for us. It keeps the lights on. And it helps us, you know, be sports entertainment journalists for your nerves. Humperchats.com on mobile or PC.
Bing?
Dong.
Nice.
The witch is dead.
Oh, no, Dong is what they were talking about a couple days. Anyway, not important. Impact opens up with the Ultimate X qualifier, Hammerstone. Defeats Frankie Kazarian and Kushida. He's going to be part of this whole thing. A quick match, or at least what felt like a quick match. Mm-hmm. It was a lot of Hammerstone power towards the end. He hits the Nightmare Pendulum on Kushida from a barely standing position. Frankie Kazarian, though, you know, he's trying. He just wants to win and then Ultimate X and then cash in the X Division Championship immediately. But no, not to be done, because Kazarian is not part of Ultimate X. Hammerstone qualifies. And then post-match, Kazarian beats Tam Kushida, because why not? What do you think of this whole thing?
Good to see Hammerstone back again. And I was watching TNA with my little brother. Shout out to little brother Star. And the first thing out of his mouth was, how in the hell is Hammerstone in a qualifier for an Ultimate X match? And the next thing out of my mouth is, it's not about weight limits. It's about no limits. And then the next thing out of Tom Hannifin's mouth was, it's not about weight limits. It's about no limits. And then I'm reminded to the last time we had an Ultimate X match, Jake something's big self was in that match. So I'm okay with this result. I got to shout out that spot where Kushida is attempting an armbar in Hammerstone. But Hammerstone is so massive that he literally cannot power this man's arm open. I don't mind the wind. Frankie Kazarian, I know you are upset, but this, I could hear, and maybe I've been watching Collision too much, but I could hear Nigel McGuinness yelling, flee, Frankie, flee, when he was running away from Hammerstone while in the beginning of the match. This match was okay. I don't mind it. But a big, beefy man, an Ultimate X match, I will always be here for, because it's kind of like, yo, get out of here, but also stay.
The field is set. We'll talk about that when we talk about the last Ultimate X qualifier later on. But Hammerstone in this match makes a lot of sense for a lot of reasons, and we'll get into it. And literally everything you said about it's about no limits. It's about no weight limits, no limits. You know what I mean? Yeah, that makes perfect sense considering who they brought in. Eric Young is then interviewed backstage by GM Miller. Next week, it's going to be Hammerstone versus Eric Young. And Eric Young's kind of like, maybe Hammerstone won't make it to Emergence. And then Macklin walks in and says, I'll be watching.
I'll be watching you. Awesome. Also, too, I don't think that having someone like Hammerstone is a bad idea in that match. You need a base. There's a lot of flippy floppy guys, and you need someone who's going to catch all of these varying sizes of flip-flopping beef.
Yeah, absolutely. That was one of the things that we'll talk about and that I was going to bring up.
Sorry, I stole your thunder.
How dare you? I can't believe it. This is why we can't coexist on this show. I hate it.
Rob and Maggie hates us right now.
No, they're good. They did a show today over on Fightful Overbook. Go check that out. They were good stuff. Yeah, Macklin's stalking. He says he's everywhere. He's got eyes all over this thing. Good for him.
Good for him for having eyes.
Good for him for having eyes. Trust me, it's a tough game having those eyes. Not everyone can say they do. And some work better than others. I've never seen Steve Maclin wearing glasses, so clearly he's got good vision.
I mean, I wear glasses and I still can't see. I mean, I don't wear glasses and I still can't see. So, you know, here we are.
Fair enough. Santana's in the back. He says the system have basically forced him to be the animal he needs to be. He's going to go after all of them one by one by one. And that comes into later on in the main event. Meanwhile, Rosemary defeats Alicia Edwards. Hell of a spear from Rosemary. And she finishes off the match with the acid bomb, which is also the Angel Garza wing clipper. Masha Slamovic tries to get involved. Spitfire come out to make the save. We already know they're going to do a six-woman tag at Emergence between Spitfire and Ash by Elegance. No, Spitfire and Jordan Grace versus Masha, Alicia, and Ash by Elegance. Am I right? Did I get it? I hope so.
I hope so, too, because I don't have, like, really any notes for this match besides Jody's threat's hair looked really, really pretty. It was very curly. It was very bouncy. The system era and... Rosemary doesn't afraid of Masha, and that's low-key a match I want to see, but I also don't want to see because I can see that devolving into a bloodbath very quickly, and I'm squeamish.
Did you catch the Desmond Wolfe reference in this match? Tom Hannifin made a reference to Desmond Wolfe. Are you familiar with Desmond Wolfe?
I'm sports confused.
You cover the Saturday AEW program in which a little British boy does commentary.
Yes. Hating Nigel, yes.
Nigel McGuinness in TNA was known as Desmond Wolfe.
Is that the same promo with Get Your Ghetto Booty Down to the Ring?
With... You know, my brain blue screened on that one, so I couldn't tell you for sure.
Oh, no, that's the Ric Flair promo. That's the edit. Okay, work, Diva. Now I learned something today. Desmond Wolfe. Nigel McGuinness.
Open your TNA Plus app after this show. Go watch all the Desmond Wolfe stuff. Very nice to have Tom Hannifin shout out Nigel McGuinness, Desmond Wolfe, ahead of AEW All In.
The more I find out about TNA back in the day, the more I'm going to be sports confused and surprised. Like I said, I saw the Dudley Boys begging for their brother not to get shot, and Conan said, "We're shooting your brother." So I will go look up Mr. Desmond Wolfe because I know where to start now because I know he was in the main event Mafia with Ric Flair. So
there it is. Look at that. You're already halfway there. Ash by Elegance is backstage and she says she wants a match, but not just any match, a match by Elegance. With lots of perfume stilettos and I'm sure a lot of pink. Meanwhile, Jordan Grace accepts later on in the night. So a match by Elegance next week, Jordan Grace, Ash by Elegance. Hopefully we're blowing this off minus the six-woman tag that they're going to do in Emergence. I hope this is it. I don't know if you have anything to add on that whole package.
If this is not like a digital media champion match where they bring out all the PlayStations and stuff and they bring out a bunch of stilettos, that's the only way that I'm going to be sports entertained. That's just my expectation. I know it's not going to happen, but I'm saying that for me.
I think you will be happy with the match.
I know I'm going to be happy. Let me be a pessimist, Joel. I want to be a hater. I don't want your positive opinion when I'm being a hater.
You're right. You're going to hate every minute of it. It's going to be the worst match you've ever seen.
Exactly. I hate watch wrestling. Now you get it. I hate. This is the worst town I've ever been in.
That's right. No, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a fun Knockouts Championship match. A match by Elegance.
I will say, the match by Elegance thing grew on me because the entire night, me and my friends are like, match by Elegance. Domain expansion. Match by Elegance.
The problem is if you start using this in like regular wrestling terms, people are still going to be confused as hell and I'm all for it.
Come on, sports confusion. Or do you want to have a match by Elegance?
Try doing that on Saturday. See how that crowd is. See if they get it.
Honestly, Tony Storm doing a match by Elegance. I'm sorry, it's good. That's good shit, pal.
Anyway, Rhino, PCO, and Zaya Brookside defeat Madman, Fulton Khan, and Steph DeLander. Matt Cardona comes out and he says, "I'm not cleared. Oopsies." And then someone in the, you can hear someone in the crowd chanting, "He's not ready."
That popped the shit out of me.
Laughing. Sometimes the stupid audio picks up some of the best stuff. And he's just yelling, "He's not ready. He's not ready."
He said he's always ready. And obviously he lied. He lied.
He lied. So anyway, Cardona brings out Khan and the returning Madman Fulton. I do like that they brought out Khan because he has the history with PCO and Steph DeLander. He basically became the Cardona surrogate when Cardona got injured when Steph and Mac came back to TNA in around April after Against All Odds. So this was good. This was some good stuff. I was good to see Khan back in the swing of things. Cardona keeps trying to get involved. Then he's begging off because he's like, oh, I'm still injured in my pack. I'm not cleared. The Brooksy bomb from Zaya Brookside on Madman Fulton leads to PCO doing the PCO salt, getting the win. And then afterwards, Steph DeLander, who wasn't involved in the match at all, celebrates with PCO, Brookside, and Rhino, as she should, while Matt Cardona is still upset at ringside. I don't know if you have anything to add about this because we're going towards PCO and presumably Matt Cardona officially at Emergence.
I appreciate. Welcome back, Alex Hammerstone. Second, welcome back. Welcome back, Madman Fulton. Don't know if it's full-time handshake or a couple of appearances, but when I saw Khan and Madman Fulton, y'all already know what I'm about to say.
Meat.
Aaron Ryder was in that match.
Meat.
This was one of my, I had a lot of fun with this match. Not my favorite match of the night, because my favorite match of the night was the one with Laredo Kid, because that had no right being as fun as it was. But this match was meaty. And also, shout out to Zaya Brookside, because they really tried to work this poor girl. She said, "Not me, not today." And these guys didn't go to the school of Bully Ray. So the system, maybe, but not these guys. So shout out to Zaya Brookside on that. Also, again, Steph DeLander pulling Zaya Brookside out the way. Why was Steph DeLander on the enemy side? I don't, that made no sense.
They made sense of it on commentary. They were saying that, you know, Matt Cardona is basically trying to show her or make an example out of her because she refuses to go back to him. So it was forced that she would be on that side. But meanwhile, she didn't tag in. She wasn't part of the match. And then she helped out her team, or the opposite team, while the other two did all the rest, right? Khan and Fulton. So like it didn't make sense, but it made enough sense. It was the whole she's Cardona's property, according to Matt Cardona. Like, that's always been the line for Matt Cardona, and it's gross, and it feels like she's still going to go back to him at the end of this whole thing.
But it's very Matt Cardona. Also, shout outs to the Beetlejuice. She's been doing a lot of Beetlejuice references, and I live. Come on, Lydia. I live.
And a lot of Elvira as well.
Yes. It's been great. It's been great. Steph DeLander's been dressing. Call her Ranch because she's been dressing. I'll leave. I'm sorry.
No, I've already heard people do that. Someone did that for a wrestler this week, and they loved it. It was wrestling wind down. They caught out someone, and that person just loved it. I forget who it was.
Darn, I'm not clever, y'all. I tried. Next match.
No, I want you to sit with it just a little bit more.
Play the sad music.
I got you.
Fitting, I am a clown.
It's official for Emergence, by the way. Steve Macklin versus Eric Young. That match will happen on that show.
Two old men. I can't wait to see these literally two angry old men just gonna slap each other.
I'm pretty sure Steve Macklin is younger than I am.
Steve Macklin and Dax Harwood are just old by definition, because these men look like they see some shit. Like, they're angry. They're angry. No, I don't want no heat with Macklin again. I'm sorry. I mean that respectfully. I mean, like, you've seen some shit. I mean that respectfully. Like, damn
Macklin's,
it.
Macklin's 5 days older than I am, so there you go. So I'm going to make fun of Steve Macklin for being an old man for the rest of my life.
How dare you be born 5 days before five me, Grandpa. Days.
Anyway, I am looking forward to Macklin and Eric Young. Last week we talked about it. When the challenge was made, it was like, this is a first time ever match. These two have never touched. Well, they're going to do it one-on-one at Emergence. And that's a good match to have. I'm looking forward to it.
They're going to beat the hell out of each other. I can't wait.
one of the very few one-on-one matches that are on this card. This is a very loaded, lots of people on the card, but there aren't that many singles matches. So Macklin and Young getting a chance to be the only singles match that's just a singles match is pretty cool.
I will say that this match too is a good palate cleanser right after a big match, or right after a comedy match, or maybe this could go on after an Ultimate X, and you would still be like, okay, the momentum is still there, but I don't have to be at a 9,000. This is a great palate cleanser.
Yeah, this is definitely a different match than the other matches on the card. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, you've got the 60-minute Iron Man match for the TNA World Championship. They did a bit of a hype package for Nick Nemeth and Josh Alexander. I'm not a big fan of Josh Alexander basically saying, oh, Nick Nemeth, you're a sports entertainer and this is a pro wrestling company and I'm a pro wrestler. I'm a bit over it. I do like that Nemeth came back and said, well, yes, I am a sports entertainer, but also I have a whole lot of experience as a wrestler, as a collegiate wrestler, blah, blah, blah. I love this business. I'm better known than you. Like, it's fine. I just don't love the whole sports entertainer as an insult in wrestling.
I find that it's a good way to start people off in like a... Think of it kind of like when a clam gets a bacteria and it's a little piece of sand and it eventually turns into a pearl. Hear me out. Follow my analogy, right? It's easy to say that, man, you're a sports entertainer, but I think sports entertainment and fancy fine wrestling go hand in hand. So you're not necessarily insulting people, because I think that not everyone could be a sports entertainer, just like not everyone could be a wrestler, and that's okay too. You know what I mean? So it's a good way to start off something where maybe I'm reading too much into this, and I see it as Josh Alexander oversimplifying the fact that this guy who you're insulting by calling a sports entertainer has your title. So if he's all of this, what does that make you? You know what I mean? You're trying to oversimplify a problem. Maybe, again, I'm reading too much into this because I like wrestling and I will find a reason to like it. But like, to me, this was like, you're jealous, bro. Like, you're the second jealous wrestler I've seen this week. You're jealous, because if he's all of that, he's still your world champion. So you oversimplify, like, well, he's a sports entertainer. Okay, and I'm very sports entertained. So what's your excuse?
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Still think Josh Alexander is going to win.
I do too. I said that to say, I do too. I mean, I don't think we should take it off of Nick Nemeth. However, I could see y'all doing that, because this heel Alexander is fantastic. I love it. I never thought I'd see Josh Alexander get booed, and he's being a piece of crap, right? It's good.
There are some other things at play too. Joe Hendry has a NXT championship match against Ethan Page the night after Emergence, or two nights later, I guess.
I don't want to get my hopes up for a North anything, because I let that dream die. And if I even get a hope, because I already got Rascals, I'm gonna pop like a pimple.
All I'm saying is it's very rare that TNA and NXT have live events right after each other, right near each other, right around the same time. It's rare.
I kind of want it. I want it. The North, can you imagine half and half heel staple, both champions being pieces of crap? That's sports entertainment.
It happens again. Bound for Glory is the same weekend as Halloween Havoc. It's the night before Halloween Havoc.
This is such a good partnership.
There's some good timing going on. Next weekend's going to be very interesting, considering you've got Emergence on Friday. And then you've got NXT No Mercy a day or two later. There's some stuff there. There's some fun scheduling stuff available there. So we'll see how it plays out. But again, Joe Hendry is challenging for the NXT Championship. Josh Alexander is challenging for the TNA World Championship. There's timing, and we'll talk about that when we get to the main event. But meanwhile, the match that you really enjoyed, the Ultimate X qualifier, to round out the field, Laredo Kid defeats Jay Vidal and Bhupinder Gujjar. Good to see Bhupinder Gujjar back and Jay Vidal as well. I think the last time we saw Jay Vidal was when PCO beat the shit out of him in Vegas in January.
Yeah, I'm happy to see him back. And also Bhupinder Gujjar.
I've always been a fan of that dude. Like, he's always been
same. Solid. I'm happy that he's back. I'm not gonna lie, I forgot. I remember that he was injured and that's why he went away. But TNA's story has been so good and so involved, it's easy to forget that people like him are injured. No shade, not saying that he's bad, but it's just like there's so much going on. I'm so happy to see him and Jay Vidal too. So good.
You want a reaching stat for this whole thing?
I'm ready.
Ultimate X will be the first time that the Laredo Kid has been promoted and planned to appear on a TNA special or pay-per-view since Victory Road 2022. Now, before anybody tells me about Hard to Kill 2024, and I was there because he replaced Trent Seven in the four-way tag team title match with Speedball. He wasn't planned. He wasn't announced to be on the show. But this is the first time that he's on a main card as promoted, as planned, since Victory Road 2022. So Laredo Kid, it's time to give him that title.
Honestly, at this point, he already broke the Lucha curse and won. So, you know.
Well, he won the Digital Media Championship that one time, and then he dropped it to AJ Francis. And then AJ went on the run of a lifetime.
He made it relevant again.
One might argue.
That's what he said. I'm just repeating what he said. That's what he said. That's what he said.
Either way, Laredo Kid pins Jay Vidal with a 450 splash, and the field is set for Ultimate X. Let's talk about the match, and then we'll talk about the field.
This match was so good. Everyone was working stiff. The chest chops from and to Jay Vidal. Ooh, he's been in the gym. He's been eating his Wheaties. Do people still say that? Is that a dated reference for you eating your Wheaties?
No, you know, maybe a little bit.
All right, well, I'm 9,000 years old. You guys, lucky I didn't say the steel mill notes. But nah, this match was pretty stiff. I was very happy. I really, really, really wanted Jay to win because I just personally like him and I follow him on Instagram, whatever. I wanted Bhupinder to win and also wanted Laredo Kid to win. And this is a good problem to have that TNA frequently has. Not mad at Laredo Kid, but I feel like you do. If we're going to do it, let him win. But also, I somehow feel like this group of people, no matter who won this, I feel like Frankie Kazarian is going to do some shenanigans to this person to weasel his way into the Ultimate X match. Because Frankie Kazarian is P-I-S-T.
So those people include Zachary Wentz, Hammerstone Speedball, Jason Hotch, NXT's Riley Osborne, and Laredo Kid. I could see a story in which Zachary Wentz gets taken out mm-hmm. by Wesley on as early as Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And then they do a backstage where Kazarian gets the spot. Or Hotch, because it's Hotch.
Yeah, I was thinking that too.
Everyone else I can see sticking. Laredo Kid, I feel like they want to have him in there because he can do a lot of really fun mm-hmm. spots. Hammerstone, of course, we've already talked about it, and you made reference to the fact that he's the big meaty dude. He's a good base for all of these guys. Speedball's the champion. You're not going to get rid of him. And Riley Osborne is
NXT representation. NXT.
Yeah, so there's no reason to get rid of him. But Wentz, there's a storyline way to do it. Hotch, there's just a silly, it's Jason Hotch reason to do it.
Not for nothing. You Jason Hotch, it is what it is, buddy.
But I want Jason Hotch to be a part of it because we talk about it. I like the good hands as wrestlers. They're really good. Actually, I think they're a good presentation, and I think that they're really good wrestlers. I would love Hotch to have this opportunity. Do I think he'll win? No. Do I think he could have a standout performance? Absolutely. Wentz, this is the weird thing. It's like, are we trying to make Zachary Wentz a single star while he's still working with Trey Miguel and he's feuding with Wesley in NXT. So like there is space there to do it. And that's why I could see Wesley maybe getting rid of Zachary Wentz going into the match. Knowing that they have a family match at NXT.
I could absolutely see that too. Cause I could also see Hotch filling the same role as Allen Angels, and we're getting a dick punch spot. And I can't wait.
I'm here for all the dick punch spots. I live for dick punch spots.
Yam bag shuffle, in the words of Taz, or Yam bag Jones.
Here for it. Maybe they'll take out Riley Osborne. No, I doubt it. That'd be very funny, though.
I mean, it's TNA, man. I expect yam bag shuffles and biting and murder.
I mean, I expect everyone to subscribe to Fightful Select, the best $5 in the business, where you can learn all about Ricochet heading to AEW. All in London is this weekend. We have all the scoops. Our interview with Speedball Mike Bailey, I mentioned that. And of course, the Nick Nemeth interview with Sean Ross Sapp. That's up for tier 2 subscribers. All the news, all the scoops, all the content, $5 a month. Best $5 in the business. FightfulSelect.com. How about that? First Class is backstage. They're just going off on referee Daniel Spencer. And he said on Twitter he was scared. Daniel Spencer was a real scaredy cat, just absolutely petrified of Rich Swann yelling at him. And then in walks Speedball Mike Bailey. Speedball Mountain, both men walk in. Speedball challenges Rich Swann to an X Division Championship match next week. It's already been taped. It's in the can. So we're doing it. What do you think of this whole thing? Jonathan Gresham defeats Charlie Dempsey. We move on. Charlie Dempsey comes in from NXT. An excellent match this was. It was all about joint manipulation. Take that as you will. These two men had a really, really, really solid match. I'm still very annoyed about the Jonathan Gresham situation.
I'm a little mad about that.
I still wish we could do anything to bring back the Octopus character, to bring back what he was doing. But if we're going to do a match like this, Gresham and Dempsey absolutely delivered. Very fun stuff. Gresham gets the win with a forced wrist to the mat. Post-match, they scrapped for a minute. So it feels like they're going to go at it again. What do you think of this whole thing?
This match, I can tell you for a fact, was short because I went to the bathroom. And then when I came out, they were forcing each other on the mat. And then Jonathan Gresham pinned him. So the word on the street, and this is what I wrote verbatim, I had to pee, but word on the street is that this was a technical spectacle and the brute force pin for Gresham to win. So come on, technical spectacle.
I mean, there was a moment where they did the bridge-backed cravat while he was in a leg lock, and that was from Dempsey on Gresham. And then later on, they both do monkey, what I called monkey flippies. And then they can do the
dual. I know exactly what you're talking about, too. So that's aptly named.
Monkey flippies into a dual bridge pin. And they both broke the pin with a dual bridge. There was some really good stuff here. They were very well coordinated. They knew what they were doing. Both men were evenly matched. This is why it was a very solid match, both in size and just in character. This worked out. So I want to see it again. I'm sure that we will, because they did leave the door open with that little scrap at the end. It's good. I'm really, really happy with that. And then our main events. There's really not much to say here. Our main event tonight, the Hardy Boys take on Moose and JDC. Please get rid of the USA gear by the time we get to emergence.
Bruh, I just want to believe that this tapings, that's the only gear they brought with them. And that's what I want to believe. That's what I want to believe. And that's what I'm going with. So I'm going to...
It's entirely possible, because they did do Montreal, and I think a week later they were doing Florida. No, it's 2 weeks. I think they had 2 weeks off. Anyway.
Yeah. Lish don't got rainbow. I'm not rainbow. Lish don't got American flag gear. I'm just saying, she out on something different.
Well, it's because she's bringing multiple bags. Also, she's small enough that, like, if she brings a big suitcase, she could bring a lot more stuff because she's small, so it doesn't take up as much room.
I mean, not for nothing. A lot of these guys either wrestle in just trunks, like tiny man panties, or you can't call them man panties, Jesus Christ.
Nope. Cresta. Can't do that, Cresta.
Whatever I was going to say is null and void. Never mind. I'm the worst.
Quote, tiny man panties. That's the star.
Listen, I watch wrestling for a multitude of reasons. Leave me alone.
Yeah, they're all wearing pants right now in the system, so there's that. Anyway, not important. I mean, the USA gear just has to be done. This is Jeff Hardy's first match since before Slammiversary. They made reference to that on commentary, and Jeff came out hot. He did all the good stuff, and system was selling well. The match is fine. The match is good. The Hardy Boys win. Matt hits a Twist of Fate. Jeff hits a Swanton Bomb on JDC and gets the pin. That's fine. And then post-match, this is really where it shines. Moose attacks the Hardys. Santana makes a save. Myers and Edwards comes out. Joe Hendry comes out to a big pop. beats down the system, all four of them, and it's going to be an 8-man tag at Emergence. It's been announced. The system take on Joe Hendry, Santana, and the Hardys. If you want to keep Joe Hendry fresh for his match the day or two later that I can never remember at the NXT PLE where he's in the main event, an 8-man tag is a pretty good way to do that.
Mm-hmm. You have him come in with the hot tag. You protect him pretty much the whole match. I will say this post-match, the match itself was fine. Let me say the Hardys were working a lot stiffer. I will say that I've noticed a difference in Matt's moveset, and I respect it. I respect the crap out of it, because Jeff is like, I see you, older, younger brother, but I'm still Swanton Diving. I respect it. I was expecting Joe Hendry to come out the whole time. All I kept saying was, where's Joe Hendry? And then Mike Santana, because I'm like, okay, that makes sense, but where's Joe Hendry? So I don't know how this is going to work out. The 8-man tag is going to be fantastic because you said it's Joe Hendry, Mike Santana, and the Hardys versus the System. So that's going to be fun. System era chance. I can't wait. Alicia's going to, she's going to get involved. I can't wait for someone to accidentally or on purpose spear her. It's going to be great.
Matt Hardy's going to spear Lish.
The Matt Hardy's wife, what they call the Ice Devil Witch, whatever it is, she's gonna come out with the she's gonna come out with the twist of fate on her, and that'll be really funny. I love Rebby Hardy. Y'all can't make me hate her.
I think it's more likely Moose does it by accident, and maybe it won't cause a rift in the system, but it'll certainly get people talking. I could see that being the way.
Damn, nah, Moose can't spare Alicia. With all due respect, Moose is that's a freight train. Him and Rhino got the nastiest spears over at TNA. What is a gore? Literally, no thanks.
And that's TNA Impact for August 22nd, 2024. This was, for all intents and purposes, this was a fine show. Again, we have another week of build before Emergence, which is next Friday. NXT integration is still cool because, again, you've got Joe Hendry. Mm-hmm. He's going to have he's the number one contender for the TNA title. Sorry, he's the number one contender for the NXT title. I'm going to mess that up a million times more. He's going to be facing All Ego Ethan Page, which I'm looking forward to. And then you've got Wes Lee taking on Zachary Wentz. That hasn't been announced officially, but all eyes seem to be there. For the NXT PLE, there's going to be a go home show for both shows next week. We'll have more to talk about, but Emergence is shaping up, and we're going to have some good crossover conversations to have, right, Cresta?
Absolutely. I will say, sorry, since I'm walking back a lot of statements this week, my initial fear with the WWE TNA, well, specifically the NXT TNA crossover, was I didn't want it to be a feeding frenzy for NXT to just pretty much job out TNA. And I will say this has been mutually beneficial from a fan standpoint. I guess I would be considered an analyst if that's what the kids will say. I'm thoroughly enjoying this. I do like the integration. I do like the people that I am seeing. There are storyline links to people who have been in TNA before to NXT. So it's quite interesting and quite nice that they're not acknowledging that this person was in NXT and that this person is now in TNA or vice versa. So I really think that's interesting. I would love to see a moment maybe where you can see a Nick Nemeth and over on NXT as world champion, but I don't know if Josh Alexander's going to let that stand. But I do think that this is quite nice. And I do like the TNA. Like, Charlie Dempsey is really, you could tell that's that man's son. He's a good wrestler too. And Tatum Paxley, I legitimately am a fan. She's creepy and I like it. I don't care. She's creepy and I like it.
I'm all for it. Why not?
Yeah, Emergence is going to be really good. I cannot wait. And, you know, TNA is going to put on a solid show. I never am disappointed about the graphs in TNA. Sometimes the storyline gets lost on me and I try to make fun where I can. But I know it's going to be a great Emergence and I can't wait for the go-home show next week. What about you, Joel? What do you think is going to happen at the go-home show? We're going to just finalize the card?
Oh, yeah. We'll finalize the card. Again, everything's been taped. Mm-hmm. There might be a sub out here and there, but I think that that we're looking for something good. That match by Elegance, wouldn't be surprised if it's going to be the main event of next week's show. It's going to be a fun match.
It's though. Not on Emergence?
No, because it's the six-woman tag in Emergence. Yeah, this is the blow off knockouts tag match. Or sorry, knockouts title match.
I thought this was a title match. Okay.
No, the six woman match at Emergence, that's Spitfire and Jordynne Grace taking on Masha Lisha and Ash by Elegance for some reason. But no, they're gonna blow off the knockouts feud, I guess, the title feud.
Match by Elegance. I can't wait.
Yeah.
I have no other words besides I can't wait. This is the most I've been excited for at Ash by Elegance. So I'm running with it. I don't care. I'm running with it.
Hey, that's fine. I'm glad somebody's excited for a match by Elegance. She had a good match at Slammiversary. We talked about it in our post show. You know, a really solid match. It just didn't need to be what it was. And yeah, like someone saying in the chat, the six woman tag is basically to just get to Masha Lisha versus Spitfire.
Yeah, and I think whenever that does happen, I feel confident in saying that Masha Lisha will drop the titles because I think there's a system error in our definite future.
Absolutely, but there's no error with Cresta Starr, who's got plenty happening this week and weekend. What's going on?
You guys are fantastic. I love you all in a platonic type of way. But every Thursdays and Saturdays, you can catch me here on Fightful. Thursdays, I'm here with your bestest, freshest, Joel Pearl, that's not a word, but I made it up. And we go over all things TNA on Saturdays. I am here with Iridian and Rick sometimes. I mean, Rick is out here. He's doing real life things. We cover Collision. I'm going to be live on my personal channel this Sunday for All In. I am also live on my personal channels on Wednesdays for AEW Dynamite. And that's Cresta Starr, twitch.tv or TikTok. I got other things going on, but I don't know. Every time I announce something, I jinx it. So I'm just, what you got going on, Joel Pearl? Oh, if you can't find me, I'm Cresta Starr everywhere. And on Twitter, it's Cresta the Star. There's a link tree in my bio. Joel Pearl, where can they find you?
I'm easy to find. I am at Joel Pearl, JOELPEARL, if you want to find me. I don't know why you would. Meanwhile, I am in the weeds every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 10 a.m. Eastern until noon. Jeremy Lambert and I are constantly talking about what's going on in wrestling in and out of the ring. This week, or say tomorrow, actually, if you're listening live, here's your scoop. Cam Hawkins, now Complex, I guess the ringer. Cam's everywhere. But Cam's going to join us to talk about his latest one with Swerve and SP3, who you saw earlier on the Ring of Honor post show. He's going to be filling in for Jeremy Lambert. Jeremy's going to join the first hour, and then it's going to be SP3 and I. It's going to be a mishmash. Tomorrow's a big party. Cole Radrick's going to join us as well because the Schmitty is tomorrow. Go check that out in Spencer, Indiana, if you're around that part of the world. Until then, for Cresta Starr, I am at Joel Pearl, JOELPEARL. Ladies and gentlemen, friends beyond the binary, we'll see you in the next one. Cheers.
Bye.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.